You're listening to the 248th edition of the Bitachon Podcast. And we're going to learn together this week and probably at least next week, maybe 3 weeks from now. The Pasuk in Mishle, it says in Perek Gimel Pasuk Hey, Bitach el Hashem, trust to Hashem b'chol libecha, with all your heart. V'albinascha al tishoin. And don't lean on your own intuition, on your own understanding, on your own wisdom. Now this pasuk is exciting for me because it's the beginning of Darchei Bitachon of the Altar of Navardik brings this pasuk, and he brings the Gra, which we're going to see as well. I don't know if we'll get to it this week, but this week or next week. So this pasuk is a very foundational pasuk. This is really where it begins. This is the ABCs of Bitachon. Trust to Hashem with all your heart and don't lean on your own intuition, your own understanding. And I find it very interesting because you're trusting Hashem with all of your heart. Now, the heart is your place of bina, of intuition. So it sounds like it's saying, don't trust your intuition. Trust in Hashem with all of your heart. So what is the concept here? I think there's a great depth that we'll see together. He brings first from the Rabbeinu Yoina. B'chol ibecha perush, b'lev shalom. Shetamin bi emuna kayemes velem supekes. Trust in Hashem with your full heart. With your full heart, with your whole heart. Trust in Hashem with a trust that lasts, with a faith that lasts and has no doubt. Okay, this is how it's supposed to look. Right, obviously this is something that we're working on. So we're still talking about this 6 years later since we started the Bitachon podcast. Trust in Hashem, this is what it should look like. It should look like absolute trust without any doubt. What does it mean? All of your heart. Trust in Hashem for real. With a whole heart. And don't allow any doubt to enter into your heart. Don't allow any doubt to enter into your bitachon. Bitachon means I'm completely confident. No doubt. I'm completely confident that Hashem is going to take care of me. And by the way, having this confidence is just aligning myself with the truth. Right? It's just the absolute truth. All the problems begin when I start to think that I'm responsible for myself. Doesn't mean I'm not responsible. But to think that I'm the one who has to take care of my problems, that's a mistake. That's not true. Hashem is the one who promises to take care of my problems. So it's just about getting real with ourselves. Says the Rabbeinu Yoina, don't lean on your intellect or on your intuition. What does complete bitachon look like? What does complete confidence look like? It looks like trusting in Hashem. Not trusting in a person. Don't trust in your own strength, your own power. Don't even trust in your own wisdom and intuition. And it's really important to think about this because, you know, I've been around a few years in this world. I've got advice from people who've been around even longer. I know a thing or two. I've had success in certain areas. My intuition has served me. My intellect has served me. I've been successful. Don't go there. Don't ever trust yourself. Don't ever trust yourself, it's saying. It's an easy mistake to make. Many people make this mistake. Trusting in my own intuition. Trusting in my own seichel. Trusting in what's worked in the past. So the pasuk in Mishle, King Solomon, the wisest of all men, is warning us more than the mistake of trusting in one's strength, physical strength, and one's wealth, which is also a mistake that we can make. The biggest mistake that we make, and that's what the pasuk is coming to teach us, is don't make this mistake. The biggest mistake, the most common mistake, is I trust in my own intellect, my own intuition, my own feeling that I know how it's going to be, I know what needs to be done. Don't do that. Pasuk says, Shlomo HaMelech says, place your trust in Hashem. Turn your heart, and your heart is the seat of your intuition. I have a feeling in my heart, right? Wait, make sure that it's aligned with Hashem. Make sure that I'm trusting in Hashem. And we've spoken together about the idea of listening for Hashem's voice inside of my heart, right? That's good. That's bitachon. Sometimes I just have a feeling, but I gotta make sure, I gotta lavchin, I have to distinguish, is that feeling coming from Hashem or not? And sometimes it's hard to tell. And sometimes I need to bounce it off somebody else who's also searching for Hashem's will, who's also looking to try to do what's right based on what Hashem wants. Okay, so there's a learning curve here in bitachon, clearly. And part of that learning curve is, where is this coming from? Is this coming from a place of, hey, I believe that this is Hashem's will for me? Or is this coming from my own? Is this coming from my ego? And it's pretty, if we're honest with ourselves, it's pretty clear often where it's coming from. Is it coming from my ego, my fears, my anger, my need to prove that I'm okay? Or is it coming from a place of trying to do Hashem's will? I'm trying to fulfill Hashem's will in the world. Okay. Brings here from the Maharal, Nesivah Salem. Shlomo HaMelech Alav Hashalom Ratzah Lomar. King Solomon means to say, Adam Yaseh B'Tchanei Bayis Baruch B'Tachon Gamar, Amashu Tzarech. Place your trust completely in Hashem for that which you need. Okay. And now we're going to have the Maharal sheet up. Don't depend on your own intellect or your own intuition, thinking that through my great depth of understanding, I'm going to do that which needs to be done. I'm going to do the ishtadlus. Place your bitachon only in Hashem. Don't trust yourself. Maral says, clearly in the Shita of the Chavis HaLevavos, even though a person has to do every action with intellect, right? We think. Hashem gave us an intellect in our lives, and we use it. We make decisions, and we think about things. And of course, that's appropriate. Maral, unlike the Alter of Novartik, says, you can't depend on a miracle, which means to say I do need to do ishtadlus, according to Maral. I do need to think about things. I do need to come to decisions. Watch out. Watch out that you're not only depending on your intellect. You're not only depending on your intuition. Don't think that your wisdom is going to get you what you want. I'm thinking about what to do. But as I'm thinking what to do, I still have inside of my heart that it's not, if I'm going to succeed, it's not dependent on me. The results are not mine. Hashem is the one who will allow that which I'm thinking to come to fruition. Hashem is the one who will bring this to its desired end. Here he goes back to Rabbeinu Yonah again. The inyan, kasher yira lecha b'sichlecha utvunascha, k'maisa asher tase yatzliach al derech atas libcha v'tachbulos asher tachshav. It looks like you've had this experience before, and it looks like if I do a certain action, it's going to bring about the desired results. That's how it seems. If I follow this particular path, if I do the PR this way, if I create the song this way, it will bring about the desired end. Al tiftach al zeh, don't trust this. Just because it happened in the past, just because you've had this experience 100 times, don't trust it. Yaakov bidei shamayim. Everything is in Hashem's hands. Everything is in the hands of heaven. We're never guaranteed anything. I have to be careful about it. And I will add to this that when I start to think that I get it or that I figured it out, often that's where I fall. Because really the success is because of the fact that I was mevatel myself to Hashem. I nullified myself to Hashem. I surrendered myself to God. The moment that I think I've got this, oh Hashem, thank you, that's all right, I got this, I'm asking for a fall. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Meishiv Chachamim Achor, Vidaitam Yisachel. Hashem turns the wise ones around. Person thinks they're wise, Hashem flips them around, shows them that, how wise you were. And he proves that their understanding was foolish. How many times have we seen this in our lives? We thought it was a certain way. We thought we knew. We were wrong. And Tzudas David says, Al tachshe bevada yatzliach, el benasa dar bebina. Don't think that for sure I will succeed, since I've done things intuitively. Everything is in Hashem's hands, and it's not within the hands of the intellect of the human being. And it's a very appealing type of mistake, because when I access intuition, I see the big picture, right? Hashem sees a bigger picture than we do. Hashem sees the big picture. Hashem sees it all. Place your trust in Hashem, He sees the big picture. Try to do Hashem's will, He sees the big picture. That's what the Torah is. It's a big picture direction. Okay, he brings here from Rabbeinu Sadi Goin. Yomar b'chol libecha, Pasuk says, trust in Hashem with all of your heart. Leheir, sheyesh leili lo adam, sheyash le kol yehova yolov yisborach. Hu yivchor lo et toiv loy. Throw your package completely on Hashem. Hashem will choose for you what's best for you. Throw your package, all your troubles, all your difficulties, all your challenges, all of your own ideas, throw them all onto Hashem and He will sustain you. Sadi Gain says to us something that we all know to be true. We can sometimes ask for something that it's not good for us. It's going to cause us damage. A person who is striving for spiritual wholeness, which means to say spiritual greatness, right? So, what's appropriate for that person is to beg Hashem. Don't ask for something that you think is good for you. Give yourself over to Hashem completely. Hashem, you know what's best for me. Hashem, choose what's best for me. Give me what you know is best for me. One of the righteous individuals would say at the end of his prayer, Master of the worlds, you know what I need for my tikkun. You know what I need to be rectified. You know the ways of how I need to be led. So I'm asking you for things. I'm not like, I know that I'm not smarter than you, my Hashem. I'm talking about the things that I need because I feel the lacks that I have. And I want you to know that I trust in you that you will fill those things that I need. Right? And he points out on the bottom here that the purpose of prayer is to strengthen our bitachon and to strengthen our belief that it's Hashem who provides for us. Hashem, I ask of you, if I foolishly ask for something which is not really good for me, and I ask you for something that's not going to fix me, it's not going to take care of my, it's not going to fill in the gaps for me, I acknowledge that your choice is better than my choice. I want to place all of my matters squarely on your shoulders, squarely on your decisions and gzeiros, and your transcendent vision for me. This is what King Solomon is trying to teach us when he says, trust in Hashem and don't rely on your own understanding. You think you know what's good for you. I think I know what's good for me. We have no idea. We have no idea what's good for us. Don't just skip that step. Just go straight to Hashem, whatever you want from me. I'm ready. I'm interested. That's what I'm interested in. I know you want the best for me. That's the side you're going. You know, he brings the Rabbeinu Bachai. Yomer sheyiftach adam HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol liboy. Pasuk is saying, trust in Hashem with all of your heart. V'lo yiftach v'lo yishoyin al b'nasoy. Don't trust, don't lean on your own intellect, on your own intuition. Akavana b'zeh. Says the Rabbeinu Bachai, what's the intention here? She'im yireu sichloy. If let's say a person's mind teaches him or directs him, right? Our mind is telling us, trust in your wealth, trust in your strength. You know what works. Keep doing what works. Don't trust it at all. Don't lean on that at all. Rather, place your trust completely in Hashem. Brings the pasuk we brought earlier, which was a pasuk out of Yeshaya, Mem Dalet, a pasuk of Hey. Hashem takes the wise ones and turns them around, and he proves their wisdom to be foolish. Any wisdom that I have, any good ideas that I have no value unless Hashem decides that's going to work. The yearly, if nay, Zeh Omer B'tach L'Hashem. It seems to me, says Rabbeinu Bachai, in Parshas Miketz, interesting, that the Pasuk says, B'tach L'Hashem, trust to Hashem. V'lo Yomer B'Hashem, doesn't say trust in Hashem, it says trust to Hashem. L'var Hashem B'tachan HaSholim B'chol Liboyhu. Why does it say trust to Hashem? Because it's coming to explain that B'tachan, the complete bitachon, the real bitachon is when a person uses his entire heart. It means bitach el Hashem. Your bitachon means, this is what bitachon looks like. Here, this is foundational. Bitachon looks like my thoughts are always turned towards Hashem. Something's wrong. I'm in the middle of giving a shir. Can't think of a word to translate. Hashem, help me translate. I'm walking along in the forest and, whatever. I can't figure out the right path to go. Hashem, help me find the right path to go. My thoughts are always turning towards Hashem. Back to Hashem. Back to Hashem. That's what it means. Bitach el Hashem. Trust to Hashem. The Pasuk says in Tehillim Chafei Tesvav, chapter 25, verse 15, my eyes are constantly Tashem. Ein Aitamin El Hashem. B'tach El Hashem. Put your eyes, put your heart to Hashem. Bring it back to Hashem. Bring it back to Hashem. In Royal Tzadik Hashem, B'minus B'tach El Habakish Sibo. A person who wants to attain the ultimate level in B'tachin, don't even ask for a specific thing. Say, oh, I need money. Hashem, help me that this project I'm working on should be successful and I make money. No. skip the shtadlus part of it in your tefillah, in your prayer. Just say, Hashem, give me what I need. Hashem, help me have the money I need. And an example of this, which proves this idea, is what we find by Eliyahu Navi, Arvin Mevim Leilechem Basar Babayker, that Hashem sent the crows to bring him bread and meat in the morning, the Gaimer, etc. Right? Because Rabbi Hizmin Leilechem Siba Lovikesh Esa, Eliyahu did not even request that particular means of receiving what he wanted or what he needed. Rabbi Machai says that this is a very high level of bitachon. So it's worth thinking about, it's worth contemplating, it's worth aiming towards, striving towards. A bitachon where I say, Hashem, your will. I want it however you want it for me. I know that you want it. I know that you want the best for me. I know that you have the perfect avenue of getting me whatever I need, and I don't need to be in the middle of it. I don't really need to intercede and say, this is how I want things to be, or this is how I want it to come. Hashem, send me what I need in the best way that you think possible. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you again next time.